Oh, a little run for Jack Wilshere.
Welcome to EPL 1300, presented by Lina's Irish Pub.
Sampa Costa works away past them. It's put away by Marcus Alonso. The left wing back with a striker's finish. Chelsea in front.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
By Mustafi.
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Matthew Lawrence and Colly Taylor.
Welcome. I don't know. That sounded kind of Halloweenish. Yeah. Welcome. EPL 1300 is on the air. Hi, Michael Sean O'Shea.
Good evening.
How are you? How are you?
I've been saying good afternoon all day. Now it's good evening.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Much better. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, I'm exhausted from following the English Premier League over the last week.
Since they took off Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, right. It has been nonstop.
Every day.
Every day between then and now.
Correct. And continuing, not only all matches being played in the league, but my Spurs played Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing today, played today. I mean, what?
I don't know. And they're playing, what are they playing? This is the West Ham match.
Yeah. Today. I mean, anyway.
At least they're playing when they're playing these close to back-to-backs like this,
yeah.
One day off, at least they're playing the bottom of the table.
Right. And we'll talk about the table. Man City, 15 points clear. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct, yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. But in shocking news, the winning streak is over. Stopped at 18. Now, yeah. They still haven't lost, but the winning streak is over at 18 games. They are now second all time to another Pep Guardiola side,
sure.
Bayern Munich, who won 19 in a row in the league. 18 games in a row. The streak ends, amazingly enough.
To whom?
Crystal Palace.
The Palace?
Yes. Who they didn't score either.
No.
No. But a nil-nil draw, and the streak is over.
Well, surprisingly enough, you called that one.
I did. Right? Remember?
Yeah, no, I remember when we were doing our prediction.
And you were shocked.
I was shocked because there's no way you're – no way Man City loses draws with Crystal
Palace.
I
would think that by this point now, you would realize how good I am at this stuff. As a matter of fact, I've been right picking every single match this year. And as long as
With one draw.
With one draw. That's correct. As long as we keep not going back to listen to the recordings, the streak will continue. That's my guess. By the way, we are, of course, brought to you by Linus, the great Irish pub here in Lexington. Another busy weekend coming up, and they've been really busy. Don't forget, 7:30 breakfast soccer at Linus on Saturday mornings. It's fantastic.
It has really they're doing breakfast with the EPL it's caught on. It's getting really crowded over there every morning. Yeah. Every Saturday morning when they come in, it's just packed.
Awesome. Just awesome. Especially for the 10 o'clock matches.
Yeah, absolutely. Seven it takes a little bit to get, people up and around on a Saturday morning.
But there are those, that's when I usually go. But by 10 o'clock, there are a lot of people over there watching, eating, some of them even having a Guinness.
Well, I mean, the Guinness is the breakfast of champions.
Mother's milk, it's called over there. And I also want to give our normal shout out to Colly, who is still over in Ireland, hopefully.
Beginning to think he's not coming back.
No, he's coming back.
He's back over there.
He's coming back.
Oh, it's very lovely over here.
No, he's coming back.
I think he'll just stay.
He'll be back next week, I think, hopefully. And all this family stuff will be taken care of that he's been doing over there. There was a bit of a Christmas vacation thrown in. As his beautiful wife met him over there.
Like Griswold Christmas vacation style?
Well, it's Collie, so,
yeah, so
kind
yes.
of. But we miss you, Collie. I know you're hanging out with Sully and JP and all your buddies over there. But come home and safely come home. All right. Let's start off. Yesterday, Chelsea and Arsenal had a match, and a really good match with our two favorite, well, our one of our favorite guys. When I think of Mourinho,
you always put him with Chelsea.
I do because he was there, and for some reason I just the whole Man United thing with him. I don't care. Anyway, we talk on this show a lot. If you listen. About our feelings about Jose Mourinho.
And, boom, 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 boom.
And his, yeah, we're in a different studio. We can't, you got to find that. And his incredibly sarcastic, arrogant demeanor, most notably when talking to the media or doing interviews after matches. Well, after this Chelsea-Arsenal match yesterday, Arsene Wenger, the Frenchman who has been with Arsenal for quite a while now and is a very good manager, obviously, and has been for a long time. I want to read you, Michael Sean.
Yes.
This is the headline. You know, we follow, obviously, Miguel Delaney from The Independent, which is the biggest, I would say it's the biggest newspaper, especially for EPL coverage over there.
Yeah.
In the UK.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
Yeah. We have The Guardian also, mm-hmm. but The Independent is a big-time paper. And our friend Miguel Delaney, who has been on this show, linked to a great article by someone named Jack Pitbrook, which is very
– That's a very British.
Kind of British yes. name. About the press conference after the Arsenal-Chelsea match – yesterday, which ended in a 2-2 draw. This is the headline. Arsene Wenger's siege mentality betrays a man on the edge. He is charming and engaging at best, but myopic and a hypocrite on days like this.
That's pulling no punches.
Well, how about this? He's not through. The Frenchman's performance after the 2-2 draw with Chelsea was utterly bizarre, contradictory, and abrasive. And as you're scrolling through this, I see that picture of him there.
He looks very French, doesn't he?
He does look French. On a bad day in Paris. That's what he looks
day.
Like. Kind of, yeah, just. He has made, I didn't see this actual press conference, but I saw the one where he was standing up in where they do the interviews for on MSNBC, on NBCSN.
Yeah.
After the match, and then they interview the two managers, and they're standing up. And I saw that, and he was furious. I mean, furious. There was a highly questionable call on a penalty, and he was just furious. And here's what our friend Jack Pitbrook said also. Arsene Wenger is not a known admirer of Jose Mourinho. As a matter of fact, they detest each other, I would say. Oh, sweet. But in his – this is really good writing. But in his post-match press conference on Wednesday night, he put on a full Mourinho tribute act and he and he played all the hits. That's pretty brilliant. Painting a dark picture of a conspiracy against his team, linking unrelated incidents in different games, suggesting that the deck was so stacked against his team that they would have to factor it. They'd have to factor it into his preparation. So there they are, getting ready for a match, and on top of talking about shape in the midfield and different tendencies of their opponent, now Arsene Wenger is forced to talk to his team about what they do when calls don't go their way, or that's part of their preparation now.
Yes, they're all out to get Arsenal.
No kind of conspiracy theories going on here. It's unbelievable. He was supposedly he defended himself against an Football Association charge for allegedly abusing the referee. Isn't it funny how sports all over the world are the same?
It's all the same. Everybody hates the stripes, except they're not stripes in the EPL.
No, with good reason, though.
Yeah.
Because they all suck. Whatever. If they're an official, they suck.
They're all out to get you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, so Arsene Wenger is going a little berserk over there. Now, we'll talk about the full table a little later in the show. But Arsenal sits in sixth place now, just 23 points behind Man City. This whole thing. You know what? If Man City were not in this league, this race would be unbelievable.
It'd be exciting.
It'd be fantastic. They're in sixth place, a point. They could be, actually, by the end of this day, they could be 4 points behind fifth place.
Yeah, they're a point behind Spurs now, but they have a game in hand.
Right. So after this Tottenham Hotspur match today, all the teams, well, that's not true. West Ham United has only played 21.
Yeah, Spurs and Ham are playing.
Right. So they'll both be at 22. Everybody will be at 22 games played as we head into the weekend or week or whatever it's going to be of matches. Again, so he's fighting, as they all these teams will be the rest of the year, to get into the top four, into the Champions League for next season, or at least into the top five, and the top six go to the Europa League competitions. So there's all kinds of stuff going on, but man,
yeah, and this is an FA Cup weekend, so there are no EPL matches.
Oh, right, that's
weekend.
Right, yeah. That's correct. Yeah, you know, when's the Carabao Cup being played? That's coming up too.
Yeah. I was looking ahead, and it's next Tuesday. There's a Carabao Cup.
Yeah, whatever that
Man City, Bristol City.
We got all kinds of stuff in February. We have Champions League again. There's so much.
The Chelsea Arsenal Carabao Cup rematch next week.
Yeah,
on Wednesday.
Which is what? This is a part of the English Premier League that I don't understand.
Yeah, it.
I don't. It's like if you took in the middle of, I don't know, college basketball season. They're not pros, but and they were playing all kinds of different competitions during the regular season.
Yeah, that don't count towards
any of this stuff.
It's a lot of matches that they make them play right around this time.
Yeah. In a way, well, we have all the all these teams fighting to get into the top four and top five and six, but it's a good thing Man City's so far out in front, because none of the other teams are concerned about like resting guys so they can win the championship, because they ain't winning the championship.
No, they would take an epic collapse for Man City to come back to the crowd.
Collapse?
Yeah, they would just have to stop playing for a couple weeks.
Man City has scored 64 goals and given up 13.
Yeah, they're all right.
They have a goal differential of 51.
They're fair.
Highest is Man United at 29. Really?
Yeah, they're a fair team.
Okay, all right.
Man City, they're pretty good.
Okay. They've won 20. They've had two draws. And they've lost zero games so far.
You know, I mean, they're not that good. They've got two draws.
I don't know what I was thinking. They only won 18 in a row. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some of the goings-on in the past week in the English Premier League. And when I say week, because of our schedule last week, Michael Sean and I, the great Lauro, we're on Tuesday.
Can you call yourself the great Lauro?
Absolutely, okay. You can. I just did. We were on Tuesday last week because we had bowl games all week last week. So there were matches we haven't talked about starting last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and yesterday. I'm exhausted. All right. This is EPL 1300 brought to you by Lina's Irish Pub here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Welcome back, EPL 1300.
Ole, 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 ole.
Yeah. Now we're going to be talking about what happened this past week in the EPL to get us to the point where we are now. And by the way, in the last segment, we were talking about this yesterday's great match between Chelsea and Arsenal.
Yes.
And I'm just reading through some of the Twitter accounts of the game, and they're calling it one of the matches of the year already, when we still have all these games to go. It really was something. I watched it last night.
Yeah.
And it was the whole game was fantastic.
I know, it was
great.
It was, the energy in the stadium was just through the roof.
Yeah.
Except there was no roof.
There was no roof.
It was through the sky.
through the hole in the
through
roof
the
that's
tiny,
not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was great. Tied up on a last minute goal, really.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And then we had the whole, how do I say it, bleep show in the press conference.
It was shocking that with everybody out to get them, that Arsenal was able to pull.
Yeah.
Even at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, good for them.
Incredible. All right. As we said earlier, because of our bowl segments, bowl games last week on WLXG, our last meeting was on Tuesday, where Michael Sean and I talked about the EPL. So we'll start right with the next day, Wednesday.
Yes, when last we left, Harry Kane of Tottenham Hotspur was coming off of back-to-back hat tricks.
Correct.
I don't think he followed that up with a third
Correct.
One.
No, he didn't. And there's a couple of guys that have now scored, are scoring 18-19 where Harry is, which mm-hmm. really upsets me. I'm just saying. Newcastle 0, Man City 1. So, yeah, they won and kept the streak temporarily alive, but what a crap game from City. Just crap. Thursday, this was December 28th, remember, last week,
mm-hmm.
Palace scored 2 goals and lost 3-2 to Arsenal.
Yeah, well.
But they're playing really well.
Palace? Yeah. They are surprisingly playing great after the way they started the season.
Yep.
And, you know, with this one with Arsenal, you have to think that the officials helped them out.
Absolutely they did.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
One of the goals was probably scored by the lead judge.
All right. Friday. Now, you mentioned, we were going over this, you mentioned there were no matches.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, are you crazy? In the championship, which is the league under the EPL that everybody's trying to stay out of in the mm-hmm. relegation zone, Cardiff City 0, Preston North End 1. What's the matter with you? It's a big match.
Yeah, those Preston North Ends are... I don't know
what you're calling.
I've honestly never heard of Preston North End.
I know. And Millwall 1 and Queen's Park Rangers 0. QPR, as I call them, who have been up in the Premier League a lot. But There, one day, how about next week, if you're still here, if you haven't been replaced by Collie.
Oh, okay.
And you'll have to visit with us now. You're a regular part of the show.
Yeah.
So we can't pay you, though.
So okay. I'm not paying you either.
Oh, okay, good. I always know a lot of the clubs in the championship because some of them have been up in the EPL. And I'm looking at these names, and I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know Wolves?
Idea. Huh?
Wolves have been up. The Wolverhampton. No. Wolverhampton Wolves.
I know the Wolves, but the Doncaster Rovers.
Yeah.
Rochdale, no. Now, Wigan Athletic and Charlton Athletic. The two athletics I have, of
and then
course.
Aston Villa has spent a lot of time up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about Yeovil Town?
I'm really
going to Yeovil Town, dude. How about the civil service? Oh, wait. Now we're getting down. I see what's going on here. That's League Two.
I don't even know where you are.
We are going down now below the Champions League.
Yeah, you're like three steps.
Single A baseball.
Yeah.
League Two, and then Scottish Championship, Dundee United, the Lowland League, BCS Glasgow, this was postponed, against Civil Service Strollers. There's a name for a club.
Civil Service Strollers.
Holy cow.
It's all the postal workers and the... It's just a team, made up of postal workers and county clerks.
That's pretty funny. You're listening to EPL 1300 with Michael, Sean, O'Shea, and Laura. If you're driving around and you turn this on.
What are these idiots talking about?
What is
civil service strollers?
Yeah. All right, Saturday, December 30th, had a very full slate. Bournemouth beat Everton 2-1.
That's too bad. That's a bad showing for Big Sam's club.
Yes, absolutely. We didn't like that one.
Yeah.
Chelsea beat Stoke City 5-0. Yeah, great.
Yeah, that just Stoke's
gone. Yeah. Huddersfield Town and Burnley played to a 0-0 draw, and that's a good result. I mean, for Huddersfield Town, Burnley's pretty good.
I am delighted at the way Huddersfield is playing in their first season back up.
The Huds.
Yeah, the Huds. Huds are, you know, they're not going to win the league this year. They're not going to pull a Leicester City.
As I had predicted.
They're middle of the table, and there's no way they should be middle of the table.
Right. Absolutely. Liverpool 2, Leicester City 1. Expected result. I called that one. I think I even said 2-1, if I'm not mistaken. Newcastle. Now.
Yes, you're right. Lauro.
Thank you. That's why I'm the great Laurel. Newcastle United 0, Brighton 0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exciting game. And then Swansea 2. Swansea actually won a game.
Yeah.
2-1 over Watford, at Watford, which is a little surprising. That's a great result for Swansea.
Yeah, because Watford's 10th in the league.
Yeah.
So... That's and where's really
where's Swansea?
20th.
Yeah, thank you. How many teams are there in the league?
20.
Yeah, right. Okay. So a great, great win for Swansea. And they'll point to that at the end of the year. Well, we beat Watford. At Watford. All right. And Man United 0, Southampton 0.
That's a bad draw for Man.
Bad. Yeah. And might explain some of Mourinho's.
Yeah.
He was pretty upset after that. He is such a joke. this may be my favorite part of the show. All right. New Year's Eve day. There were a couple of matches. Now, first, let's just say, West Brom 1, Arsenal 1. At West Brom, another bad result for Arsenal.
Yeah, it's a bad draw for Arsenal. West Brom's 19th.
And maybe this is what kind of touched off Arsene Wenger to put him into the funk that he's in.
I think, you know, you come out of a match with West Brom in a draw, that could put you in
a foul mood.
Conspiracies floating around in your head.
In a foul mood. Right, and on New Year's Eve, too.
Yeah, there's no way that could be a legit result.
Right. So it ruined his New Year's Eve plans also.
Yeah, but the other match that happened New Year's Eve was the big
Now, this, yes.
The big shocker.
Crystal Palace 0. and their opponent, Man City, nil.
Yeah, that was – I was stunned.
Shocking.
I did not watch that match, I'll be honest with you.
But I did.
I was stunned when I saw the result.
I did.
Because
– stunned.
You know, as much as we've – I've been picking Crystal Palace and everything, picking Everton and everything, that Crystal Palace should not draw with Man U.
No.
Or Man City.
But they played a great match.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they were terrific, obviously. They didn't give up a goal to Man City. But Pep Guardiola, who is just fantastic
mm-hmm. –
and always has been. He talked after the game that he doesn't, he's been saying for a while, they're not going unbeaten in the league.
Yeah.
There was a penalty in injury time, and they could have actually lost
mm-hmm.
this match. It was in injury time, but Ederson made the save and kept it at nil-nil. It was a great save. And here is Pep Guardiola talking about Arsene Wenger. Holy cow. There's just all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, and, you know, you now have two draws. You called the tie.
Yeah.
But you had it 1-1.
I think you're right.
So, yeah. You know.
Now, the other part of this, which is huge, I'm sitting watching this match. First, Gabriel Jesus goes down,
uh-huh.
injured. He's a big part of this side
yeah.
now. Okay. He was in tears when he left. And then I was so shocked and horrified at what it might be. Kevin De Bruyne, who is, I heard one of the announcers in one of these games say the other day, he's the best player in the English Premier League.
I wouldn't argue that.
I wouldn't argue it either. As great as we all know of my love for Harry Kane, if you listen to this show.
He's not as well-rounded as De Bruyne.
In terms of an all-around player, Kevin De Bruyne is the best player in the EPL. A horrible, horrible tackle on him that he wasn't sent off, this guy punching,
yeah,
was shocking to me. But they had to take him off on a stretcher. I was reading an article about all his teammates watching, they said, in horror at the tackle as it happened. And what does he do? I thought he's out. He could be out for the year.
Nope.
What does he do? He shows up.
You cannot keep Kevin De Bruyne down.
Not only did he show up in their next match, he played brilliantly
mm-hmm.
again. So that was the big story of Sunday, December 31st. All right, let's see. So Monday, which would have been New Year's Day.
Yes.
We had another slate of games, and we'll go through these. We'll run through these kind of quickly. Brighton 2, Bournemouth 2. Liverpool 2, Burnley 1. I watched that match.
Yeah, I saw that one as well. Liverpool looks good.
At Burnley, they're playing really well. And, of course, I love Jurgen Klopp, their manager. I don't know about you, but I love him. I love the guy. Leicester City 3, the Huds 0. Really good match by Leicester.
Yeah.
This is New Year's Day we're talking about. Newcastle 1, Stoke City 0 at Stoke. Mm. And Man U 2, Everton 0 at Everton.
And that was a scoreless match for a long time.
Yeah.
And man, you just blitzed them for two quick goals.
Yes. All right. This past Tuesday, Crystal Palace 2, Southampton 1. Another away victory for Crystal Palace.
Yeah, Crystal Palace is moving up the table.
Yep.
They're moving on up.
In danger of relegation, and now they're playing well. Spurs on Tuesday, 2-0 over Swansea.
That's if it had been anything but that, it would have been a bad, bad match.
Really bad. Here's the shocker. Harry didn't score.
He didn't play.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He took the match off.
Because they play today.
Yeah.
Again.
Dele Alli scored. And
yeah.
I've forgotten the other kid's name.
It's Llorente.
He's returning from injury. Yeah, Llorente.
Yeah. So 2-0 without Harry. That's a good result. West Ham 2, West Brom 1 in a battle of the horribles.
Yeah.
and Man City 3. They bounced back from the 0-0 draw and beat Watford 3-1.
Yeah, they draw with the bottom of the league, and then they just take apart Watford.
Well, they were angry.
Yep.
Yesterday.
That was the big one. The big one of that's the biggest match of the week was yesterday.
Yeah. It was.
It was.
Arsenal
and
Chelsea, as we
on.
Said, 2-2.
Battle for London. Well, Battle of London, one
yeah,
of them.
Kind of.
Yeah. There's 42 teams in London.
There are. That's what makes it so yeah, great. Every time they say the London Derby, it's like, wait, who?
Which one?
Who? There's 20 of them. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll look ahead. Check out the table, which for those of you new to this is the standings. And that'll be it. Michael Sean O'Shea sitting in for Collie right here on EPL 1300, brought to you by Linus on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Under new local ownership, Linus Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favorite team. Linus, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Yes, we are. Hello. We are the champs.
We are?
Yeah.
It's about time.
Every day.
It's about time somebody realized that.
Every minute of every day, we are the champs. That's how you got to look at life, my friend.
This champion may have gone deaf in his left ear.
Well, you're a champion footballer, not a champion listener. Welcome back. EPL 1300, Michael Sean O'Shea. Still filling in for Collie, the great Colm Taylor. He'll be back at some point.
Too many more weeks of this. I'm putting my name in the intros.
I'm just saying.
I've got it. It's ready to go.
Okay.
You hear that, Collie?
We should have done that.
Maybe I will. I've got it. I can just remix the open real quick.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. In this last segment, we're going to talk a little FA Cup. Football Association, for those of you just learning about world football or soccer, because, and of course now it's called the Emirates FA Cup.
Yes, because
yeah, well,
they
it's like
sink a lot of money
tax slayer Alamo Bowl or whatever the heck that but that was. There's a name attached, and of course
the Franco-American Music City Bowl.
Yes, Franco-American?
No, that's SpaghettiOs, isn't it? Franklin-American Mortgage Music City Bowl.
That's awesome. Now, that I could get behind.
The Franco-American Bowl?
Yeah.
It'd be delicious.
Spaghetti. The spaghetti would be even better. The SpaghettiOs Music City Bowl. The Emirates, of course, own everything. Okay. Just about. Stadiums, soccer teams. Okay. This weekend, we will take a break from EPL league play.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this earlier in the show, that we have all these other competitions during the regular season of the English Premier League.
Yeah, the Spurs match that we spoke about earlier is the break. That was the last match before the FA Cup break.
Right, until next week.
Yep.
And who knows what will happen then.
The transfer window's open. God knows who's going to play, who's going to be where.
Absolutely, till the end of this month, January 1st, till the end of the month. Now, is the Carabao Cup? Next week is the, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. All right. For those of you, and this is, if you're learning about this sport, and some of you may follow EPL, but don't really know that much about the FA Cup, I'm going to fill you in a little bit on this competition, and it's really interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot about it until I started reading up for this. It's really cool.
And if you love sports, this is another one of these. It's actually officially known as the Football Association Challenge Cup. And this is knockout competition, only in English football. This is the 136th edition of the FA Cup, 1871. And of course, as most of you know, the first cup was won by Wanderers.
Yeah, and if
not
that,
the Wanderers,
no, just Wanderers.
Wanderers,
and if that doesn't add up, 1871 to 2017 is more than what you're saying.
Yeah,
they stopped play during the two World Wars, yeah. First World War, Second World War. They cut them out.
Right,
so that's
I don't get that.
Why the numbers don't
add. But this and the competition. This is the way it runs. It's open to any. I'm reading from the rules here. It's open to any eligible club down to level 10. Of the English Football League systems. And how that works, there are 92 professional clubs in the Premier League, it says, level one. Oh, and the English Football League, which is levels two through four. So there are 92 teams in the three levels of the English Football League, the top being the Premier League. And then several hundred non-league teams. They have a national league system in England. How about this? In 2011 and 2012, 763 clubs started the FA Cup competition.
Now, Great Britain is a tiny island. It's not very big. Where do they put all those clubs?
All over.
Yeah,
all
there's one they know, in London.
And Scotland.
In London, there's the Premier League clubs, and there's probably 40 or 50.
Right.
Just
in
clubs,
London
basically.
And surrounding environs.
Yeah.
Ooh. I know. Good word. All right. Here's my other thought about this. 763 clubs in 2011, 2012. How the heck do they – what's the word I'm looking for? How do they put that on?
Yeah.
How
do they schedule it? How do they bracket it?
How do they schedule it? How do they keep track of everything? Of course, now – all right, we have computers, so somebody's sitting in a stadium, and here's the final result of that match. And they hit it on their smartphone. What about like in 1908 when there were a lot of clubs playing in this? They had to send a horse. All right, anyway. That's the kind of fascinating stuff to me.
I think they had trains at that point, but maybe not.
Well, they might have, but I guarantee you they had horses going around. Right. They didn't take a train to all the clubs in London.
No, they
just jumped on, or maybe a wagon or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll find out. A trolley or a bicycle.
There you go.
One of those giant,
big front wheel
bicycles. All right. There are 12 randomly drawn rounds, and then the semifinals and the final. There's no seeding, but there's a system of byes based on the league level. So that they make sure the higher ranked teams get into the later rounds, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you want your money draw
right
in the later rounds.
And the minimum number of games you need to win the competition can be anywhere from 6 to 14. 6 for say Tottenham Hotspur, 14 down to the lowest level club. This is unbelievable. I should, because this is the end part of this. The first six rounds are the qualifying competition, from which 32 teams progress to the first round of the competition proper. This is so English. Meeting the first of the 48 professional teams from Leagues 1 and Leagues 2. The last entrants are the Premier League and Championship clubs into the draw for the third round proper. In the modern era, now this is where it gets to be Hoosiers. Because any club, the lowest club of all English football levels, can win the FA Cup, theoretically.
Yeah.
But it'd be guys like you and me playing against Harry Kane. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, they let university clubs,
right?
Professional clubs, amateur clubs. It doesn't matter. If you get in, you can win.
That's so awesome. As a result... Now, hold on. In the modern era, only one non-league team has ever reached the quarterfinals. And teams below level two, remember, it's Premier League, then level one, then level two under them, have never reached the final. And they get a really cool trophy. There have been two designs and five actual cups. The latest is a 2014 replica of the second design introduced in 1911. All right.
But what's cool, we said anybody can win it. Obviously, that's not 100% true. Not anybody can win it. One of the big good clubs is going to win it.
Absolutely. Well, but no, but could win it.
Could win it, right. Yes. In 2002, just as recently as 2002, a university club made it through qualifying. Team Bath.
Of course.
From the University of Bath.
Sweet.
They made it through qualifying rounds. They got knocked out in the first round proper.
Yeah, but
still, they made it into they made it into the FA Cup knockout round.
And this is the kind of thing where if you're sitting there with your great grandchildren, if you're old enough to, you'll pull out that 2002 picture of your club from the University of Bath that made it through qualifying.
FA Cup qualifiers.
Anyway, all right. So the FA Cup is going to be played as they take a break this weekend. Here's the what's happening this weekend. Friday, in the third round, we're already to the third round of the FA Cup. Mm-hmm. Liverpool and Everton. Not bad.
No, that's a good. It's a Premier League match. It won't be all the superstars that play with the
Premier
League. And
we'll see again.
But there will be some.
Right. Okay. And then Man U is taking on Derby County. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck, Derby County.
Now,
my guess, Derby County is in a level two. Or level one.
Probably. And I don't know if it was in the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup. It was Man City got beat by somebody.
Yeah.
I think it was Carabao but Cup. It's a similar setup. So, you know, you can rise up and beat those big
rise up.
City clubs.
Rise up. Okay. Now, Sunday there are four matches in the third round, but Saturday
there's
Saturday. You know what? We have a UK basketball game.
Yeah.
I'm bagging that. I'm going to watch 80 games in the FA Cup somehow.
Yeah.
And these are the matches in the third round. We'll just go a couple of them. Leicester City will be at Fleetwood Town.
That's right. How often do you think Fleetwood Town gets a premier club in there?
It didn't used to be called that. It was renamed after Fleetwood Mac got really big. Mick Fleetwood, they renamed. Mick
Fleetwood bought the town.
Yeah. And then we have Burton Albion at Birmingham City.
Mm-hmm.
Blackburn Rovers, which is one of my favorite names for a team. And Blackburn Rovers have been around for a long time.
Yeah. They're often in the Premier League.
Yes. Bournemouth will take on Wigan Athletic. They're also in, like, level three mm-hmm. or something. I'm just going down this list here. Carlisle United will host Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday.
I love those. What is Sheffield Wednesday?
I don't know. That's for another show. Yeah. The Doncaster Rovers mm-hmm. will be hosting Rochdale. Yeah, that's a big game. West Brom will be at Exeter City. Let's just go down this and see if we can find
Queen's Park Rangers hosting the Milton Keynes Dons.
Nice. Now here's a really interesting one. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Newcastle will be hosting a team called Luton Town.
Okay.
I've told you before my introduction to the EPL came through my friendship with a goalkeeper in the English Premier League many, many, many years ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you that.
Yes, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Okay. He played for Luton. Actually, he didn't. He was playing for West Brom when I went over there to visit him,
mm-hmm.
Paul Barron, and they had a match at Luton. Who was in the EPL at the time.
Really?
And I went with all the wives, girlfriends, supporters and sat in a section of the stands at Luton. And if I remember correctly, West Brom beat them 2-0, I think, or 3-0. And we almost didn't make it out of there alive. And we've all heard stories about these hooligans at English soccer matches and all that.
I was back in the heyday of that.
They were rocking our bus back and forth. They were. Jeez. And so that's the first time I've seen Luton in front of me like that in a long time.
Yeah, this FA Cup, this is where you get the teams that you heard of years ago that have fallen.
That have fallen down, way down. Okay. Here's a big one. The Preston North End is at the Wycombe Wanderers.
That is a big one.
Yeah.
I like this Bradford City at Yeovil Town?
Yeah.
Yeovil. Yeovil.
Hey, what's that song? Take Me Back to Shaky Town? Was that the song?
I have no idea.
Shaky Town? It wasn't Shady Town. I'll bet it was Shake It. I'll have to figure that out.
Spurs play AFC Wimbledon on Sunday. It is at, it'll be at Wembley.
Correct.
So Wimbledon at Wembley.
All right. So on Saturday, there were a ton of FA Cup. Yeah. I can't wait till next week when we recap the FA Cup results. Maybe there'll be a huge upset. It better not be Tottenham. But
no, I'm hoping Nottingham Forest takes out Arsenal.
Oh.
Yeah. Nottingham
Arsene
Forest.
Arsene Wenger, after we just talked about this earlier. No, he'd be done.
Yeah.
They'd find him like wandering along like some loch up in Scotland, you know. All right. So Sunday, still FA Cup, third round, four games. And then Monday... Oh,
yeah.
Still FA Cup. Crystal Palace at Brighton. Tuesday? Yeah. Oh, no. Tuesday.
Yep. Tuesday's the EFL.
EFL.
So many
Cup,
things.
Which is Bristol City at Manchester City.
Yeah, and that continues on.
What the?
I don't know what. I don't know. I've never heard of the EFL Cup. I'll be frank. I will have to search that down.
You'll still be Michael. You won't be Frank.
Oh, come on.
All right. So we got all these cup things going.
Yeah, I mean, just because the Premier League's off doesn't mean there's not great soccer to watch over the weekend.
That's true, and
you
again,
may have to search a little harder to find it. It may not be on the big network.
On the five NBC networks or whatever. But here's the thing. Many of these matches will not have, you know, the premier players because I'm thinking next weekend, not this weekend, but the next weekend, we'll get back to the EPL, and they want to, you know, a lot of these competitions, they want to rest. Now, as you get closer to winning, the FA Cup is a big deal.
Yeah.
We have Champions League, we have Europa Cup, we have blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's a big deal. All right, we got to get out of here.
I know, this is unbelievable. It's fun. We don't get to talk about a lot of those clubs, and even though we don't know much about them, because
it's still cool.
It's just cool being able to say their names.
It is cool.
Yeovil.
Yeah, I got to find that song. Anyway, all right. Thanks for filling in again.
Oh, no problem.
You're doing a great job.
I love this show. I love this show.
Colly, we'll hopefully see you soon. Thanks for listening, everybody. Michael, Sean, O'Shea, and Lauro, or Sean C. and Matthew Lawrence, on EPL 1300 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.